6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Central Time, Wednesday, June 29th, 2022. Dave Prieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us in this segment. We've got a real reporter out there from the newamerican.com, senior editor. You've seen him on Tucker Carlson and many other channels. Alex Newman is joining us for this hour. By the way, we're taking your phone calls too, 844-769-2944, if you have some input into any of the discussions. Now, obviously, you have an American journalist here in Alex Newman, who is a consultant as well. He writes about economics, finance, banking, business, politics for diverse publications in the U.S. and abroad, studied journalism, economics, poli-sci, and University of Florida. We have a lot in common there, Alex. In addition to running his own consulting firm, he's worked in market research, marketing strategy research, information gathering, consulting for international companies and nonprofit organizations, and various political campaigns. Man, I cannot believe how much stuff we actually share. This is what I like about having Alex on the show. We get to expose a lot of today's societal problems, including our public education system. Alex is also connected to publicschoolexit.com and libertysentinel.org, as well as the newamerican.com. And that's a magazine for those of you right-thinking people out there. Welcome to the show, Alex Newman. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me, Dave. It's great to be with you.
Yep. Well, back again, of course, because you've been on before. This thing with Roe, Breyer, by the way, has just announced his retirement date. We haven't gotten the latest information on that, but that just came in. And, of course, you know, we're going to see Ketanji Brown, I don't know the definition of a woman, Jackson, that's going to be taken over on the court. Craziness as it is. They've overturned Roe. There are other implications. Obviously, all these yahoos, I call them that because I think majority of them have not read the opinion, let alone if they could, wouldn't understand that basically they left it up to the states. And now, you know, my talking points basically say the battle to save babies begins. Yet all of a sudden we find out that there is a Texas judge out there that in Houston has issued a written order allowing abortions to resume in some clinics across the state. This is Judge Christine Weems of the 281st District Court. What is she thinking? She's saying all these abortion clinics listed in the lawsuit can once again perform abortions. Well, I'm confused here. What's going on? What do you know about that?
Well, these are desperate efforts by pro-abortion fanatics to try to undermine the integrity of this ruling. Now, I agree with you. You know, the Roe versus Wade being overturned, this is really the start of the fight. You know, right now, babies can still be slaughtered across most of the United States with impunity. In fact, a number of legislatures are going even further, and now California, they just had a committee in their state legislature vote 9-2 to move forward a bill that numerous legal analysts have said will allow and facilitate infanticide. So we have a real problem here. Now, you know, what's happening in Texas is similar to what's happening in Louisiana and other states where you have these judicial activists who are still clinging to the hope that they can allow babies to be murdered by judicial fiat. But I encourage people to go read what Justice Alito wrote in his in the majority opinion for Roe versus Wade. He is absolutely right. The Constitution does not create a right to abortion. In fact, the whole idea is an oxymoron. You can't have a right to murder your unborn child. If anything, I would have even considered going a little bit further because, you know, right before they released the decision overturning Roe, they released a decision, which I thought was a good one, pointing out that the state of New York was infringing on the rights of New Yorkers to keep and bear arms, in particular to bear arms in public. And they said that because of the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which as they frame it has incorporated other amendments, verse 10, into what states can and can't do. They said a state cannot regulate in such a manner that deprives people of the ability to keep and bear arms, that they can't do that. And yet, here you have a situation where the most fundamental right of all, the right to life, is being openly trampled by numerous states. Our founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence said it was a self-evident evident truth that God gave us rights, that the first among these was the right to life, and that the purpose of government was to protect these rights. They got these ideas straight out of the Bible, as they said repeatedly. And here we have a situation where the majority of our state governments are not only not protecting the right to life, they're actually facilitating the destruction of life. They're taking tax money and giving it to butchers of babies at Planned Parenthood. So we still have a long way to go. I'm very encouraged by this. And, of course, all these silly rulings by these judges in Texas and Louisiana and other states are going to get slapped down. But we have a long way to go before we stop the ongoing slaughter of unborn babies in this country.
Well, now, there's obviously an agenda here, and it's all, to me, part of a depopulation effort. Does that seem right to you?
No question about it. The elites, how many times did the elites have to tell you that they think there's too many of us before you get the point and realize they think there's too many of us, right? Bill Gates publicly stood up on stage and said, during a TED talk, and said, if we do a really good job with vaccines and reproductive health care, by which he meant murdering babies, then maybe we can reduce that population by 10 to 15%. How much more blatant can they be? They're openly telling you this. Ted Turner, Warren Buffett, Oprah Winfrey, David Rockefeller, when he was still walking this earth. They were all very, very clear about their view that there are too many people on this planet, and they view abortion, and I think they view also the LGBT agenda as one way to try to reduce that population. I think we're also seeing some of that with this mass injection program. And, you know, when people tell you that they think there are too many people, you ought to take them seriously.
Yeah, that's kind of scary. And as a matter of fact, Carrie Mate, who was one of the first ones on my program that said that this jab was all about depopulation, of course, we're all still praying for her recovery. She suffered severe injuries in a private plane crash after testifying in a trial in Tampa and attending a like-minded event having to do with deep state and all the stuff that we're talking about as far as depopulation. She came out on one of my shows and says, hey, this is the way it is. This is what they're trying to do. And, you know, we're praying for her recovery because she suffered multiple broken bones and, you know, bruises and a shiner from what we understand. I cannot imagine Dr. Carrie Mate with a shiner. I just can't. But that just happened Sunday. And so, you know, we ask our audience to continue their prayers for her. The situation, and I noticed that you mentioned this before, Roe v. Wade, and that's the New York thing about guns. This whole thing with gun control, they're enamored with it. And I really don't think, and you may see a difference here in the way that they're going about it. They just, you know, kind of chip away at our rights a little bit at a time. Do you think, now that this thing is signed into law, that NRA and people like that are going to challenge this in court and take it all the way to the Supremes?
Well, you know, I think it's unfortunate what's happening with the NRA. In fact, most of the Republican senators who caved and went along with this were some of the most strongly endorsed and best funded by the NRA candidates. And we've seen this repeatedly, right? The NRA occasionally does good things, but more often than not, they seem to be facilitating this gradual approach of the totalitarians to undermine our right to keep and bear arms piece by piece. Now, they'll never go along with the whole agenda and say, oh, yeah, go ahead and start a gun registry or go ahead and start confiscating weapons. But what's been happening really for almost a century now, going clear back to the 1930s, is little by little our rights are eroded, and we're just going to do a gun safety measure here and just a common sense safety solution over there, and pretty soon you wake up and the right to keep and bear arms has not just been infringed, it's been eviscerated. So I think at this point, you know, the NRA really should move out of the way, and they should let the big boys come in, the Gun Owners of America, the National Association for Gun Rights. These are organizations that are just uncompromising. They're organizations that have been right at every step of the way. And anybody who thinks that now the Republican senators caved and gave in to some gun control, that the gun control totalitarians are going to go away, is kidding themselves. When they smell blood in the water, they get even more hyperactive. Whenever you give them just an inch, as you pointed out, they try to take a mile. And so they regard this, and you can see this from the fake media, they regard this as just one small step in the right direction at leading and at paving the way to many, many more significant victories. So we've got to stop this, and I think one of the
That makes sense. 844-769-2944. And I look at Uvalde, I look at Buffalo, I look at all these different things that are out there, and I'm just like, okay, what was going on here? Were their agents provocateur involved? Were they grooming these people to actually go out and commit these crimes so that the bigger agenda could be pursued? You ever get that feeling, Alex?
Yeah, there are a lot of things that don't add up here. I mean, look at the Buffalo shooting. We know now that the shooter was actually in communication with a quote-unquote retired FBI operative. And there seems to be a common thread in so many of these. We don't know exactly what they talked about, but we do know that the FBI has a very long history going back decades of radicalizing mentally unstable individuals and trying to convince them to do things that they wouldn't have done on their own, things that are absolutely insane, like shooting people, blowing things up. I mean, this comes out in court regularly. You don't read much in the fake news, but this just happened in Michigan, where a bunch of these so-called kidnappers, the people who were supposedly planning to kidnap Michigan Governor Whitmer,
Richard Whitmer,
were exonerated. They were acquitted. Yeah, because they said, hey, this wasn't these guys coming up with a plot. This was these guys being duped by the FBI into saying they agreed with something that was totally an FBI plot from beginning to end. And so we have all these questions about these things. You know, one of the questions I would like to know is, why is the media trying to portray the Buffalo shooter as a Fox News watching Donald Trump supporting patriotic conservative Christian, when according to his own manifesto, he identified as part of the authoritarian left, right? If anything, he's in the mold of Bernie Sanders and the Democrat Party. And then the thing in Uvalde, you know, so many questions that need to be answered. Why in the world were parents being tased and arrested when they were trying to save their kids? I mean, these things don't add up. They don't make sense. In a normal world, these things wouldn't be happening. And in a normal world, these questions would be on the front page of every newspaper. They'd be leading the news cycle. Instead, they're swept under the rug. So there's a lot of questions that need to be answered here, because these things just don't add up. They just don't pass the smell test.
Well, and what really chaps my hide is the issue that you cannot sue law enforcement. They can't be held liable for failing to respond and do something when somebody calls 911 and says, hey, I need help. And I mean, this is a perfect example right here. They stand outside the classroom and let this guy murder 21 people before they do anything. We were afraid we were going to get shot. Excuse me, what kind of oath did you take? This blows me out. These are the questions, the unanswered questions that just nail me and our listeners, and I really get burned every time I think about it. And of course, then the hierarchy in Congress jumps all over this, especially Mitch McConnell. I am just shocked that this guy is, as his age is still there, him and Pelosi both. I mean, to me, it's a one world or one party. I mean, it's a one world order, but it's a one party system that is operating in Washington. Obviously, when you've got all these rhinos that are now coming out in favor of violating the Second Amendment.
Yeah, and what we see more and more clearly now, Dave, is that the rhinos and the Democrat Party are one, and you see how they unite whenever a conservative candidate, a true believer in the party of the Republican platform comes up. You see how the rhinos, the Republican establishment, and the Democrats and the fake media all unite to destroy that person. And that tells us really everything that we need to know. The totalitarians have full and complete control over the Democratic Party, and they have control over the leadership of the Republican Party. And we see this in gun control. We see this in these absurd budgets that they keep passing. We see this in the basically failing to do anything on the mass slaughter of unborn babies. It's truly incredible. We see this in the selling out to China, right? The Republican establishment and the Democrats are all on board with selling out to China. And then you get somebody like Donald Trump who comes along, or somebody who's outside of the system, somebody who truly intends to upset the agenda, and they all freak out. So, and honestly, as far as I'm concerned, Dave, I think the rhinos are a bigger problem than the Democrats, because at least the Democrats, we know where they stand. They openly tell you they want to kill your babies, they want to take your guns, they want to shut you up, they want to shut down your church, they want to basically treat you as a slave if you're lucky. So we know where they're coming from. The rhinos, though, they're much more dangerous, and in my opinion, they're much more dishonest, because they'll go home and they'll campaign as conservatives, and they'll hit all the right talking points, and then as soon as they get back into office, they're ready respect God and family and country, we have to have at least one party where these people can remain. And right now, unfortunately, we don't.
Yeah, that's true. We don't. 844-769-2944 is our toll-free number to call. If anybody wants to chime in on the conversation, you're more than happy to do that. We're not you in there. What do you think about the South Carolina lawmaker? And we're talking about Crystal Matthews that was having a conversation recorded, by the way, with Perry Correctional Institution inmate David Solomon Ballard about utilizing Democratic sleepers to run as Republicans. Aren't they doing that already?
Of course they are. And in fact, if you go to some of the really conservative states like Wyoming, I was there a couple of years ago, and everybody knows this, right? The Democrats realize they cannot win an election running as Democrats. And so what they do is they call themselves Republicans. They campaign as moderate conservatives. And then as soon as they get elected, they do exactly what you would expect a Democrat to do. So this is a really, really big problem. It was nice to see it, you know, break into a national scandal with this reporting from Project Veritas. But this is the essence of the Democratic Party. They lie, they cheat, they steal. And unfortunately, people just like that are at the highest level of the Republican Party. Now, these were some low-level people, you know, state rep in South Carolina and some guy in prison. But at the higher level, these exact same type of schemes are happening. And we can see that clearly with people like Mitch McConnell, right? Mitch McConnell would be much more at home, I think, in the Democrat Party based on the party of the Democratic platform. But unfortunately, you know, they managed to deceive voters in this case of the U.S. Senate every 6 years. It's just it's an absolute atrocity what's happening. But good that people are finally starting to catch on.
I think it is. You know, and the funny thing about it is when you're talking about not only what she brought up as far as sleeper running on the opposite ticket, but using dope money to fund a campaign. I mean, I would think they would have ousted her a long time ago. Now we're hearing stories about Liz Cheney begging Democratic voters to switch parties and vote for her. I mean, you talk about blatant. I mean, I don't know what got into this woman to even want to serve on the January 6th committee. She hates Trump so much, and this January 6th committee is not even legitimate. And how long is this the Liz Cheney hour going to continue, do you think? All the way up to November?
Well, when I was in Wyoming last time, there was a lot of talk about closing the primary so that Democrats could not just cross over and vote in the Republican primary. But that's what Liz Cheney has been reduced to. And, you know, honestly, I don't regard Liz Cheney as a legitimate Republican. She never has been, nor was her father, incidentally, Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney was on the board of the Council on Foreign Relations. I call that deep state headquarters here in America. It's one of the most subversive organizations in our country, far more dangerous than the Communist Party USA or even Antifa and Black Lives Matter and all these things. They're the people who have been guiding the suicidal policies of the U.S. government for almost 100 years now. So Dick Cheney is part of that cabal, and yeah, he bragged about it when he didn't think people were paying attention. He actually bragged about how he never told the folks back in Wyoming that he was the director at CFR. And Liz Cheney, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. These are establishment hacks. They're interested in personal power, and they know that the route to personal power is selling out the United States of America, betraying their oath of office, betraying their constituents, and they're willing to do whatever it takes to keep that power, even including telling Democrats to vote in the Republican primary so that they can maintain their grip on power. It's disgusting.
Well, that's what it's all about, is power. Now, of course, we've got this testimony going on right now, which I'm still trying to sort it out in my head exactly what this woman who was supposedly an aide in the Trump administration testifying before the January 6th committee on, you know, what might have happened in the limo or whatever the case may. I'm still confused about all that. You want to clarify that for our listeners?
Like, I think anybody with two brain cells to rub together looks at that and is confused. It's nonsensical. I do understand that there will be some additional people willing to testify, including people who have firsthand knowledge of this situation, pointing out that these are lies. And I mean, it's obvious that they're lies. But I think ultimately the goal here, Dave, they want to put Trump in jail. They've already taken down many of his key people, many of his attorneys. I mean, if you look at the list of people that the deep state has taken down, people who were very close to Trump and who were key to his success, it's baffling that you've got, you know, it started with General Mike Flynn, and they got Paul Manafort, his campaign manager. They got, now they've gotten Steve Bannon, right, who they hope to throw in prison. They've got Peter Navarro, who they marched out of an airport with leg shackles. They got Roger Stone, of course, the clown news network was at his house when the SWAT raided him and ripped him and his wife out of bed at 6 in the morning, 5 in the morning. This is extremely dangerous, and I assure you they intend to do this to Donald Trump if they think they can get away with it. Right now, there's an army of hacks at the Department of Justice working on coming up with criminal charges against Donald Trump, and not just small criminal charges. They want to charge him with something really, really serious, something along the lines of sedition or conspiracy to overthrow the government. They're working on it right now. I know it for a fact. And the January 6th so-called Select Committee, as Donald Trump calls it, the pseudo committee, is a fraud. And the entire purpose of it is to try to perpetuate this false narrative that what happened on January 6th was an attempt by radicals to overthrow the government, when in fact the actual insurrection took place on November 3rd when they stole the election. So it's a tragedy what's happening here.
Well, to me, and I look at the insurrection, that term just in of itself, and we're going to be coming up to the break here in a second, and then we'll come back on the other side of the break and continue this conversation. But you know what? They talk about insurrection. To me, Shay's Rebellion was an insurrection because they came with arms, and we haven't done that yet. And we've had Lex Green on the show that said the same thing, that, you know, American people just knowing what they could do if they all just armed themselves, we could have changed the government overnight, but obviously that didn't happen, so riot is more my term. But we're going to be back with Alex Newman after the bottom of the hour break. It's a short one. You got a phone call you want to make, now's the time to do it. 844-769-2944. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
This craft that the Strokes family had of recognizing the medicinal value of herbs by taste and then putting formulas together, knowing the herbal ingredients they needed, but putting them together in perfect proportion by taste, just like a chef would, the Strokes heart drops, the world-famous Strokes heart drops that saved my life, Jim Strokes's and many others, my dad, my list goes on and on. But those heart drops, they were developed, created 40 years ago for Jim himself after a heart attack. Now, this formula fixed my high blood pressure over 20 years ago, and I have had great blood pressure since.
Call Jay at 877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Herb & Spice. We carry the Resvital Caps, Sinew Araga, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
It's 32 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Wednesday, June 29th, 2022. You've got today and tomorrow to take advantage of our 15% off site-wide sale here at the Power Mall. By the way, for those of you out there that have been praying for Kerry Mate, Dr. Kerry Mate was severely injured in a plane crash on Sunday outside Warm Springs, Georgia. I just got a text message from Kerry Mate because, you know, we've been exchanging commentary on the cell phone. I got a nice heart. I said that all of us were praying for her recovery. She really appreciates it. And you can send Get Well cards to P.O. Box 1234. Sonoya, Georgia, 30276. We're going to get that address over to our producers to post it on the email blast. So those of you who want to send Get Well cards to Kerry, you could do that. I love this woman and everything she stands for. She's been very outspoken as far as tying all of this mRNA vaccine with the depopulation effort in the jab. She's looked under the microscope, seen it all happen. And she is just profusely thanking me and all of our Power Hour listeners for lifting up her situation. She says that she is getting better and feeling better by the day, and appreciate your cards and letters. Once again, the address is P.O. Box 1234, Senoia, that's S-E-N-O-I-A, Georgia, 30276. We're going to post that once again on our email blast for you. So if you want to send a card, you can do that. God bless all of you for saying prayers for Dr. Kerry Mate. We appreciate that. And, of course, we have Alex Newman back on the phone with us. He is the senior editor at New American. You know, and this is the one thing about our economy that obviously I think is going to affect what's going on in November. And, of course, the Fed right now is saying, well, let's see, we're going to start printing money again to avert government default. You really think this is working since you've got a background in economics?
What a joke. I mean, what they're doing here, I think, is best described as the controlled demolition of our economy and the controlled demolition of our currency. They are quite literally trying to take America down. And I know to people who haven't really been following this very closely, to people who are just now kind of starting to wake up from their slumber, that sounds like kind of crazy. Really? Why would they want to destroy their own country? But when you look at their actions, when you look at the fruit of their actions, when you look at what they say when they think that the people are not paying attention, it's very clear to me that this is designed to destroy America. So they're going to be printing more money. They're going to be spending more money. And we hear this a lot, that, oh, they're just so stupid. They just don't get it. How can they be so dumb? Don't they realize? And I think that's a very significant problem in looking at this, because as long as you think that they're stupid, you come to the wrong conclusion. If they're just stupid, the solution is to just get rid of them or to educate them. But what we're dealing with here is not stupidity. As our great Secretary of War, James Forrestal, put it back in the 1940s, I believe, he said, if these people were merely stupid, occasionally they would make a mistake in our favor, right? Consistency has never been the mark of stupidity. These people are doing this deliberately. And at this point, you know, I have a little bit of sympathy for the clowns running the Federal Reserve, because by the nature of the system, they've been backed into a corner. Either they continue inflating the currency, they continue to print currency like it's going out of style, they continue to create new money and pump it into the economy as quickly as possible, or the economy gets sucked into a black hole. So they're kind of in a catch-22. Even if they were benevolent, even if they did want to try to help the country, they're in a situation where if they stop creating money, then the economy gets completely completely demolished. And if they continue printing money, the currency and the economy get completely demolished. So this has been a long time coming. I think they're going to blame it like they did in Venezuela on the greedy capitalists. We see that happening already. We see Senator Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, claiming that this is just because gas station owners and the oil companies are price gouging. Give me a break, right? What a bunch of baloney. They're not that stupid. They know what they're doing. And I think folks better hang on for the ride because it's about to get even more turbulent.
Well, you know what's really crazy? Besides that, I mean, she should just go back to the reservation. You know what I mean? Biden now is tapping. Biden's now tapping into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve again. And, of course, now that he's done this, now we're down to 25-day supply. I mean, this is just nuts, pumping 6.9 million barrels back into the market. And now we're hearing all about this threat. I don't know if it's a threat yet, about diesel oil shortages. What do you know?
Yeah, and there are several really critical issues going on here. There are some of the chemicals that need to be added to diesel that are in very short supply. We see the same thing happening in the fertilizer markets, and I think this is designed to just throw wave after wave of crises at us. The establishment, the deep state, whatever you want to call them, they recognize that crises are the best way to convince people to accept things that they wouldn't have accepted before. And so I think these supply chain issues have been engineered. The diesel shortages that are coming, the energy shortages that are coming, the food shortages that are coming, they've all been orchestrated very deliberately and very strategically for a particular purpose. And I believe that purpose is to try to bring about what they describe as the Great Reset, to bring about what they describe as the New World Order. And as long as people don't understand what's happening here, they're going to keep getting away with this, right? Rahm Emanuel put it very clearly when he said that you got to use these crises to accomplish things that you couldn't accomplish before. And that's what they're doing. And they told us at the beginning of this administration the agenda was to build back better. And, of course, that was a talking point that the UN came up with years ago, and suddenly we saw world leaders all over the planet blabbering about build back better. And now suddenly we see what they mean, right? You can't build something back unless you destroy it first. So I think they're trying to destroy our economy, destroy our country, in fact, destroy the entire planet so that they can rebuild it along the lines of the communist Chinese model, right? With no freedom, with America discredited, with the free market completely harnessed by these elites. And, they're well on their way to that.
Yeah, I don't know if I see what they've got in mind for America actually happening without a fight from we the people. 844-769-2944, Tom in Michigan. You're on the phone with Alex Newman. Go for it.
Hoorah. I want to first off preference this a legal maxim from Digestive Justinian 541 A.D. He acts in fraud of the law who, through the letter of the law being inviolate, uses the law contrary to its intention. And that's what I see the Democrats doing. They're a bunch of lawyers and word twisters. You know, that said, you're talking about Trump, and they're trying to indict Trump. And I'll tell you, here's what I think he should do, and this is what I think the lawyers like Obama and Hillary knew and were threatening to do and why they didn't get prosecuted. But I think he should just do a quo warranto and just say, hey, Mike Pence is not the president of the Senate because we don't have a Senate. And I'd cite Pollock versus Farmers Loan and Trust the second time. It was 187 U.S. 600 at 621, where the Chief Justice Fuller said that the Senate, a state can't be deprived of its equal suffrage by a constitutional amendment. He was citing what, Article 5 of the last sentence of Article 5 of the Constitution says. So, I mean, okay, so you don't have a lawful government. You don't have a lawful Senate. You don't have a president of something that doesn't exist. And, quo warranto, by what authority And, you know, if they, see, he doesn't know his rights. These guys, these lawyers on the Democrat, they know this stuff, and they're not afraid to use it. They'll do anything, you know. They'll push the big red doomsday button, and that's, you know, that's what I think he should do. I mean, he'd be taking a risk. They'd be, you know, they'd be after him because, I mean, there couldn't be a better time, though, now with the, it looks like the dollar crashing and things of that nature, for us to really, you know, get rid of the unconstitutional IRS and the unconstitutional 17th Amendment. I got no problem with the 16th Amendment as it's written. It's a tax on a source of income, and I think it's a great amendment to keep corporations in line and act as antitrust. But it's misapplied by the IRS to us, the people. But, yeah, I think quo warranto, that's what Trump ought to do. And I don't know, maybe you have some comments on that.
Well, we appreciate your input, Tom. Thanks for your call. Alex, go for it. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, I think as powerful as legal arguments may be, right now we have a judicial system that is at best highly incompetent, and I think that does that gives too much credit. I know a lot of us are energized because we've seen a few decisions that seem important, but how could we forget that it was less than 2 years ago that this same U.S. Supreme Court refused to take up the questions surrounding the election? These were critically important questions for the future of our republic. There was no other place for them to be properly heard other than the U.S. Supreme Court. And the U.S. Supreme Court wouldn't even look at the evidence, right? They made this insane argument. For example, one of the critical cases involved Texas and Pennsylvania. Texas sued and said that the election in Pennsylvania had been rigged, and the Supreme Court said, well, Texas can't really show any kind of direct injury from this, and so we're not even going to consider the evidence. We're just going to throw the case out. What kind of a kangaroo court could say something like that? How could the people of Texas not be injured by a fraudulent election in another state that resulted in an imposter and a criminal being appointed as president of the United States? It was self-evidently ludicrous. So, you know, I love the idea of legal wrangling, but unfortunately we need an honest and legitimate court system to make that happen. But I do agree with you, Dave. I think the deep state, the globalists, have overplayed their hand. I think they became way too proud, way too cocky. And I think some of them are in a little bit of a panic right now. I think they've done the modeling, they've looked at the data, and they've realized, oh my goodness, millions of people are waking up. It's happening way too quickly. And you know, and I think that's one of their psychological weapons, right? They try to make people believe that they control everything, that this is inevitable, that they are going to triumph no matter what, that resistance is futile. And that's just psychological terrorism. These are people just like any others. Yeah, they're backed by powers, principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. There's no doubt about it. But ultimately, to act like the deep state is sovereign, I think, denies the sovereignty of God. So, you know, whether God is done with America or not, that's the real question. What the deep state wants, yeah, you know, they want what they want. They're evil. They want what they want, which is evil, slavery, destruction, and death. Whether they'll get it or not, that's an entirely different question. And I'll tell you, I'm very encouraged by how quickly Americans are waking up, how pastors across this country are getting a backbone, how parents and families are fleeing the government indoctrination system. And these three recent Supreme Court decisions, I think, were an incredibly good sign. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I agree with you. They're not going to get what they want without a fight.
No doubt. Well, West Virginia versus Environmental Protection Agency has the potential to sharply cut off the power of the Environmental Protection Agency. This is something else the Supreme Court is looking at right now. What do you see as far as an outcome?
Well, this is a huge case because the court is now dramatically different than it was when it made these absurd rulings claiming that CO2 was pollution and that under the Clean Air Act, the EPA was basically allowed to regulate everything, including our power plants. And so if this goes down, it's going to have a domino effect. I mean, one of the ways that they have tried to undermine our economy is by undermining our energy production and our energy infrastructure. If this ruling comes out the way it looks like it might come out, where these fake authorities are going to be struck down, that's going to set off a domino effect whereby states and companies are going to be able to bring back energy infrastructure. They're going to be able to bring back the power that we need, and that's going to have a cascading effect through the economy. That'll drive prices down on all kinds of things. It'll make life much easier for many people, and it'll also defang some of these regulatory agencies that have really been just tearing into the American economy, tearing into the American family, to the point where now there are millions of families trying to decide whether they're going to put gas in the car or buy medicine or put food on the table. So this again has the potential to be huge. Follow this case, because if this goes the way it looks like it may go and they decide to defang the regulatory agencies, that's just going to be the beginning, and very, very good things could happen. So, again, we need to be very thankful for the decisions that the court has made recently. And if they make this one in the way that we hope they will, very good things will happen as a result.
Yeah, well, speaking of taking the fangs out of climate change, Teresa Ghilarducci, a professor and board member of the leftist think tank, the Economic Policy Institute, wrote an article, a column in Bloomberg, "To Solve Inflation, Let Your Dog Die." I mean, how sinister do you have to be to write an article like that?
Yeah, and that's one of the mild ones, right? During COVID, wackadoodles were openly saying, "Hey, old people, this is great. They're all going to die, and then we'll solve climate change." I mean, these people are sick in the head. They're absolutely sick in the head. They're psychopaths, and unfortunately, they are in positions of authority all across the country and all over the world. It's frankly very alarming.
It is 844-769-2944 is the number to call. Brian in Missouri, you're on the phone with Alex Newman. Go for it.
Hey, that oil reserve situation, we're not getting any benefit from that. They're shipping that oil over to Europe in order to bribe them to keep this pressure on for the Ukraine against Russia situation.
Is that what you heard, Alex?
Well, I have my own thoughts on what's going on with Russia and Ukraine, but I suspect the reason why the Biden administration is actually depleting our supplies is more to make the crisis even more severe, the crises, I should say, with an E, that they're hoping to unleash on us. Because if we deplete our strategic reserves and then we end up in a dangerous situation, that makes the crisis that much more serious, and a crisis that's that much more serious makes it that much easier for the elites to try to impose their agenda on people. And so I think that's really what's going on. But as far as what's going on in Russia and Ukraine, I think this is deep state machinations aiming at advancing the cause of globalism. And I've been writing since, actually, I did a very in-depth investigation into Vladimir Putin in 2014, and I know that a lot of people in the conservative movement, a lot of people I love and agree with on most things, don't agree with me here, but I believe Putin is part of the predator class at the global level. They may have had a falling out in recent times, but to me that still seems unlikely. I think Putin is following the globalist plan as outlined by Henry Kissinger, as outlined by other globalist architects. He is, of course, a former KGB man. I do not regard him as some sort of savior of Western civilization and Christianity. But that's maybe a subject for another day, but it's something that I've written very extensively on, and it's something that I do think is very, very important for people to understand.
Brian, any further comment?
I believe that Putin is, their side of the coin is that I think they will.
You're breaking up there, Brian. You want to try to call back in?
Well, I would say Putin is a globalist.
Yeah, we're severely losing you there, Brian. Try to call back in if you would. We appreciate that. And you're hitting some nerves here. One of the things that we're understanding, the commercial shoe is going to drop. I mean, Bank of America right now, analysts covering for Bank of America are looking at Bed Bath & Beyond, for example. Now they're, you think the economy or inflation was heating up. Bed Bath & Beyond stores are cutting back on their air conditioning use and closing early in order to cut costs. I'm seeing, Best Buy, they didn't do too well either in the last quarter. They're struggling with rising costs for everything from labor to shipping. And this is one of the things that grocery chain HEB said. It's, their produce manager came out and says, look, there's a reason why produce costs are going up. It has nothing to do with supply. It's got everything to do with the fact that we can't get people working in the warehouse because nobody wants to work. They're all sucking off the teat of the government. Do you agree with that?
That's a big part of the problem. And we saw this so clearly during COVID, where the government actually paid people more to not work than you would have earned by working. Again, I think that was deliberate. I think it was strategic. I don't believe these people in Washington, D.C. are stupid. And it all has to do with what we discussed earlier, Dave, the controlled demolition of our economy. They actually want to create an economy where people are basically redundant. They've told us that. This is part of the fourth industrial revolution that Klaus Schwab, the evil egomaniac that runs the world, Economic Forum has talked about. They want to make people basically obsolete, and they want to put us on a universal basic income. And so the faster they can transition to this new economy, the faster they can get us completely dependent on them for everything. It's a frightening future that they hope to unleash on us. But again, as you pointed out, whether they're going to accomplish it, that's a whole other question.
Well, see, and here's the thing. They come across with gun control. What's the first thing that happens? Knee-jerk reaction. People run out before the bill passes and start buying guns and ammunition and food supplies like crazy. You see that happening in your world?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you think that they see some sort of civil conflict in the future?
I think the establishment wants a civil war in America, and I've been saying this for many years. I think they are trying to divide us. They are trying to increase the level of division and hatred to the point where it actually breaks out into armed conflict. And we see people like Antifa. We see the Black Lives Matter. We see the critical race theory that's taught in our schools. This is the same playbook that revolutionaries have used in every other revolution, where you divide the society up into oppressor and oppressed. It looks a little different in the American context than it does in other countries, because in America you couldn't really sell the whole bourgeoisie and proletariat thing. But that's what they want. Jesus explained that the kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. In fact, in one verse he said it will be laid waste, it will be brought to desolation, is how one translation puts it. And that's what they want. They want to completely discredit America, and the best way to do that would be to foment and stoke a civil war. I think they would like to be able to write in the history books that, oh, yeah, there was this one time that these stupid wahoos tried this crazy idea called freedom, and they even claimed that God gave them rights and that they had a right to have a gun. And look what happened. It turned into the biggest dumpster fire in history, and they killed each other. I think there's this deliberate agenda to get Americans at each other's throats, because it'll not only facilitate the destruction of our country. Rich Higgins, the director of policy and planning on Trump's National Security Council, explained this very well in the infamous Higgins memo. He said these people want to destroy America not just as a nation, but as an ideal. They have to discredit the principles that our country was founded on. They have to discredit the idea that people can govern themselves, that people have rights that come from God, and that the purpose of the government is to protect those rights. And fomenting a civil war, fomenting civil unrest, having our cities on fire, it all feeds into the narrative that they hope to put out there in the future, that that whole freedom idea was a disaster.
Where do you think that Russia and China are coming into this equation of the takeover? Because, and here's my thought process playing out, EMP is much more effective because they can watch this country implode when you remove all the electricity and put everybody, including the filthy, stinking rich, on a level playing field. Because unless they are prepared for something like that, and I know that they've got underground encampments for all of Congress to run and hide to, I just don't see them even surviving in the event of EMP, because this is what they're saying. Even the government knows this. Peter Vincent Pryde came out with a documentary and a white paper saying 9 out of 10 people will be dead within a year. Don't you find that just a little more convenient than an all-out nuke?
Absolutely. And in fact, I've interviewed with Vincent Peter Pryde before, and he said, 90% of Americans would probably be dead within a year. And one of the most remarkable things that he said, I was just flabbergasted by this. He said, we could protect our country for less than we send in foreign aid to Pakistan every year. And you're thinking, wait a minute. So these lunatics in Congress who will spend $5 billion to, promote transgenderism in a program to study squirrels for climate change, they can't find $5 billion to protect our country from a potential catastrophe that could be unleashed by North Korea, by Russia, by China, by the sun? Obviously, the the powers that be in Congress are not concerned about the well-being of our country. And in fact, it looks very much to me like they are waging war on their own country. And this is a very clear example of that.
And we, the people, including the liberals, keep tolerating it. Brian's back on the phone with us. Brian, continue the conversation. What's going on?
Well, I was going to finish the statement about Putin and them nuking the country, but I agree with the EMP statement more than my earlier opinion. I think the EMP is the way they're probably going to go, and that way you don't destroy and pollute everything, and they can come in and take over the land. And if you only got 10% of the people left, you got a bunch of slaves to work for you.
Bingo. That's a wonderful idea, and I like the notion. That strikes resonance with me. What about you, Alex?
Absolutely. Yeah. And like the caller said, that leaves the soil and the resources intact for the Chinese or for whoever wants to use them. But I think the thing that's most disgusting, and I know we're coming up on the end of the show here, but I think the thing that's most disgusting is that the communist Chinese dictatorship was built from start to finish by the treasonous elites on Wall Street and in Washington, D.C., and that continues to be true to this day. They've got Clintons on the payroll. They've got Bushes on the payroll. It's got to be exposed, and it's got to be stopped.
And now Bidens are on the payroll, too. Of course, let's not forget them.
That's right.
A little Hunter crack smoker there. Well, there you have it. Alex Newman, thank you so much for coming and chiming in on the show. It's always enlightening having you. We're going to have you back again because this stuff never stops. It just keeps coming. Thank you so much for being on the Power Hour. Thank you, all our callers, for joining us. We are at the end of our show, but we're going to be back tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow's your last day for the 15% off site-wide sale. Take advantage of that here in the Power Mall. In the meantime, Dave Krieger, thanking you for blessing Carrie Mate out there. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.